It is finished. Author unknown. What is finished? The work which saves a sinner is all finished. Jesus Christ himself spoke out these words with a loud voice. It is finished. John 19, verse 30. He was hanging upon the cross, dying for you and me when he spoke thus. When a thing is finished, how much is there left to do? The question sounds absurd with respect to ordinary things. When we purchase a finished article, we do not attempt any work of our own upon it. It is finished by one who knew his business. If, for instance, we buy a house which has been built by a first-class contractor, designed and supervised by a reputable architect, we would never attempt by our own feeble efforts with a hammer and a few nails to change it in any respect. We would enter in, settle down, and enjoy the house. There would be nothing else left for us to do. So in like manner, the work of salvation was all done by a master workman, Proverbs 8, one sent from the Father of all them that believe, the architect of this great, glorious, and free salvation. Free salvation. Now, if Jesus Christ actually completed the work which his Father gave him to do, John 17, verse 4, how much is there left for us to do? Nothing, of course, absolutely nothing. I repeat this, there is positively nothing left for us to do in the matter of the salvation of our souls, once Christ appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself, Hebrews 9, verse 26. Jesus put away sin by sacrificing himself. We have but to accept the work as really finished, accept the dying declaration of the Son of God. What further assurance would you want? Is not this enough? Do you believe that Jesus Christ atoned by his death on the cross for all your sins? Do you believe that he shed his precious blood to wash away them all? Do you believe that he suffered the full penalty for your sin, that is, death, that you might be delivered? He tasted death for every man, Hebrews 2:9, that all who believe on him might be set free from the power and consequences of sin. Do you believe on him? Do you trust alone in his accomplished work on the cross? Here only is rest and peace and satisfaction. Cease from your own works and rest in Christ's work for you. That is enough. The holy lips of that divine sufferer who uttered these words, "It is finished," could speak nothing that would deceive or mislead. He satisfied the Father, for he raised him from the dead. He was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification. Romans 4:25. Settle the matter now. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. 1 John 5:12. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. John 3, verse 36. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Acts 16, verse 31. When you believe, on the ground of Christ's finished work for you, when you believe, God freely justifies you from all things. Acts 13, 39. He forgives you of all your sins and gives you a standing before him, even the standing of Jesus. You are delivered out of the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Colossians 1, verse 13, Revised Version. God cleanses your heart, purifying their hearts by faith. Acts 15, verse 9. You are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called saints. 1 Corinthians 1, 2. You are born anew from above. John 3, verse 3, Revised Version. You are born of the Spirit, John 3, 5. You are born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever, 1 Peter 1:23. You obtain peace with God, being justified by faith, Romans 5, 1. You become a child of God. The Spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Romans 8, 16, Revised Version. Do you believe it, reader? All this and vastly more becomes your possession the very moment you believe on Jesus. All of this, the work of Christ on Calvary, has purchased for you. As you follow on to know God, you will realize more and more what you really obtained in Christ when you believed on Him. Oh, how rich we are in Him! Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth him that sent me hath eternal life and cometh not into judgment, but hath passed out of death into life. John 5:24, Revised Version. Jesus, all my debt has taken, came and loosed my every chain. This with love my heart doth waken, I'm set free from sin and pain. On his doing I am standing, on his merit, his alone. I'm resting, and I'm taking all my blessings from the throne.